with their bodies and with their health. And that's what tonight is going to be. I want to make a case for joy for you that is so ironclad that you'll believe me when you walk out of this room. And you'll remember this the next time you start getting in that kitty litter. Oh, you know the place, right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The gerbil wheel in the mind. What I do when I get in, I just call Diane. Diane and I have been together for about 30 years. She was my first nurse. She runs the entire operation. And when I was in labor with Kate over there, Diane went into the office and canceled all the patients because she had had a dream that night that she gave birth to a baby. And she knew I had gone into labor. So that's the kind of relationship we have. I would wish that for every one of you. But that's who I call when things get a little rough, because we all need to pick up the phone because we all go down that chute. Here's what I know about life on Earth. It is sexually transmitted. And it's meant to be joyous, because the process of creating life is joyful, right? At least it was for your father. Now, the way that we have been, you know, and I'm out to change all that for the mothers, obviously, you know, in a big way. That's why my next book, actually, this isn't about, yes, it is. It's about the ones who are not having babies anymore. But the next book is called The Secret Pleasures of Menopause. Fun, huh? You want it for the women in your life, okay? You do. Okay. Anyway, my first point in my case for joy is that we are meant to not only conceive blissfully and orgasmically, we're meant to birth blissfully and orgasmically. On YouTube right now, you can watch some orgasmic births. It's fascinating to me that what's rising right now on the planet is this energy of joy and delight and bliss. And so, as the cesarean birth rate approaches 100% in many hospitals in the world, in Iran, in Brazil, in some of the hospitals in the United States, we have this very vigorous other movement of orgasmic birth happening. At the time that an egg is fertilized, there is a burst of nitric oxide, and nitric oxide is the molecule of chi, or prana, life force. Every time you feel joy or bliss, nitric oxide is elaborated from the endothelium, the lining of your blood vessels. Endothelium is an active organ. It is, in fact, the largest organ in your body because there's so much of it. And so, think of it. Joy and delight, nitric oxide, puff, 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 and it results in vasodilatation, an increase of blood flow. And Louise Hay says, the flow of blood equals the flow of joy and delight. Interestingly, it is the research on nitric oxide that led to the creation of the drugs Viagra and Cialis. I would like you to become virtual Viagra without taking any drug. I'd like you to be able to increase your nitric oxide with your thoughts and with the program that I'm going to give you, so that you don't have to worry about an erection that lasts 5 hours. No. Okay. Anyway, my point is joy and ecstasy are the path to healing, the no pain, no gain philosophy, which we've been brought up with, starting with our birth. You are meant to suffer because Eve ate the apple. That is an obsolete way of thinking. And all of you, the births that you have all seen are the ones on ER or the ones in the movies that are hopelessly flawed. That's not how it needs to be. And I know that from being around birth for many, many years. Barbara Marx Hubbard is a futurist, and she is now teaching that for the first time in written human history, we're not going to go forth and multiply. We can't go forth and multiply. The Earth doesn't have enough room anymore. So our primary drives to survival and procreation have had to change into co-creation. She calls the joy of co-creation supra-sex.